Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we were talking about the ways that Satan gets Christians to get away from the will of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Remember Moses was told by God to strike the rock? And he did that the first time and water gushed out. Well, later when they were out of water again in another place, God told Moses, speak to the rock. Why? Because this was supposed to be a sign of Christ and the cross when he was crucified only once. And then when people would call upon him, out would come the water of life. Well, Moses was mad at the sin of the people. I believe that he had righteous indignation as far as their sin is concerned. However, he disobeyed God, and he struck the rock two or three times, and the water did come out. But God then said, all right, Moses, because you've disobeyed me, you're not going into the promised land. And a lot of people say, well, man, that's a hard thing. But it was the right thing. And you let people keep you out of God's house, you're making the same mistake as Moses. And so you're no better than they are, because you too are being disobedient to the word of God. Now understand, Satan's a very, very formidable foe. He knows how to hit where it hurts. Now sometimes he'll use depression. Other times, the problems of life. However, he can attack you to get you out of the will of God, keep you from being faithful, keep you from being in the Word of God, and being a witness daily. And he will do it and seek to do it every day of your life. However, the Psalms, realizing this war, says that he did not decline from the law of the Lord, there in verse 51. The word decline in this verse has in it the idea of turning away. The psalmist was determined to follow the will of God, which is found in the Word of God. It became an anchor for his soul. The sea of troubles may billow around him, but he's anchored safe in the harbor of God's word and love. Nothing will throw him off course. Now, don't the hardest of times, especially if the devil seeks to use your children to stop you from pursuing the will of God, don't they seem like they're the hardest time? I mean, when Satan tries to attack you through the children, that is hard. And that might be the time you allow Satan to get you off track, to quit ministry, and to stop being faithful. Because we choose to deal with it when it's our kids in a way that takes us from, well, we better not be so faithful to church, we're going to lose our kids. In other words, we go away from walking with the Lord and in accordance to his word to something else that would probably be a worldly solution. And it doesn't help. And by the way, as a pastor for over 30 years, I found that is so often and too often the truth. I've been preaching this word for 40 years and I've witnessed it time and time again. And so if he can get you off track, get you to quit the ministry, stop being faithful, he'll do it. Too often, we're like Peter. We start walking on the water to come to Jesus, but then we take our eyes off Jesus and start looking at the water. We start looking at the circumstances, and we begin to sink. Keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice the contrast. The world had him in derision, but verse 52 says, I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. The word of God, as he thought on it, gave him comfort. Now, my friend, if you're not in the word of God, and you don't think on the word of God, then when you do hit those suddenlies of life, and you hit the valleys, then you may not have the word of God to find comfort. See, just like in verse 50, the word quickened him. It gives life. It gives joy. As I reflect on thy just actions from old, that is, historical accounts in your word of the judgments on sin. Okay, and that's what he's saying. In other words, hey, look, it's bad right now, but I saw your judgments of old. I've comforted myself in that because I know that these wicked people that are doing these things, they're going to pay for it. If you're going through the hard places, see what God has done for others in the past, and then look to eternity and see what he's going to do for you. What is that? Well, Matthew 5, 10 through 12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. That's what goes on right now. Right now is blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. But the future says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Right now, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely. In other words, they lie. They say this evil against you falsely for my sake, that is, for Jesus' sake. Well, it's hard to feel blessed when that's going on. But he says, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Why? For the future. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, if the creator of this universe says something is great, then, my friend, it's great. You remember when God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible in Genesis tells us that each day when he, at the end of the day, he'd see what he created and he saw that it was good. It was good. It was good. But oh, here, it's even better than good. It's great. Now, and I look at the beauty of this earth and just the awesomeness of all the creation. To me, it's great. It's indescribable. But God, for him, it was just good. So, if he says the reward is great, wow, I can't contemplate it, but I know it's great. The idea, then, is that in the midst of troubles and the discouragements that you may be going through, he says, I have found that by going to your word, obeying it, and relying on it, I have found consoling comfort. Why is that? Well, the reason is, God is faithful. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, we read, there is no temptation which hath taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Did you see that? Bear it? In other words, it may not be God's will to take that trial, that trouble, that problem from you. Sometimes we're praying for God to take the thing from us, and it's not his will. And so we must pray for him to strengthen our shoulders to carry. And so he finds it. God makes a way of escape. And that way of escape is to be able to bear it, carry it. What a testimony that is to fellow believers. what a testimony that is in front of the devil who seeks to make you fall, and you see he sees you're made strong in Christ. What a testimony that is to somebody that's unsaved and knows all about it, and they see the strength that has come to you from your God. You see, this is not saying there'll be no financial problems and troubles of life. Rather, he's saying that he's there with you in it. And he'll not only sustain you, but give you joy and peace in the midst of it all. What a special promise that is. Again, we see the contrast coming from the world. That is the wicked. Here in verse 53 of the 119th Psalm, he says, "Horror hath taken hold upon me, because of the wicked that forsake thy law." Well, the horror takes hold because of the wicked. Those are the ones who trample underfoot the Word of God. Many times that's in church. So, he is seeing things to come when the wicked are in authority, when the wicked have preeminence. We see it in entertainment today, as well as education and other areas. Isn't this interesting? It was back a few months ago, but the founder of Playboy magazine, who claims to have been a Sunday school teacher at one time, I don't know the truth of that, but Hugh Hefner has helped save the famous Hollywood sign by donating nearly $1 million to purchase the land as a public trust. By raising $12 million, the Trust for Public Land purchased the Cahunga Peak area where the sign sits, saving it from investors who plan to build luxury estates there. Hefner, the pornography mongrel, said, "My childhood dreams and fantasies came through the movies, and the images created in Hollywood had a major influence on my life and Playboy." And my friend, I have no doubt that is true. Don't doubt that whatever. Hollywood, that the founder of the Playboy magazine of pornography said that he found his inspiration. Boy, he found the fantasies and developed and fulfilled. What helped birth this thing was the Hollywood movies and the Hollywood philosophies and the things that were born in Hollywood entertainment. And yet Christians seek to justify it. Can you imagine that? But they do. But it's not just in entertainment. We see it in much education today. Thank God for some Christian teachers in the public forum who try to make a difference.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.